Stop the noise.
I was scared. Couldn't defend myself. I shouldn't be here. I'm so stupid. And maybe they're right. Maybe I should just die tonight. I can't deal with this. Stop the noise. I need comfort every night. I cry my eyes out. God, I need you. Where have you been in my life? God, I need you right now. I can't do this. I can't do it anymore. Stop. Save me.
Welcome back to the JXW Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Poetics, and if you are new here at the JXW, we strive to help you pursue God, seek freedom, and acknowledge your God-given gifts. Today, I want to talk about a little bit of a difficult topic. We want to shy away from it, and we want to say, oh, I'm going to suppress this later. We're going to talk about this later. I'm going to deal with this on a later day because there's more things more important for me to do today. But no, this is something that I want you to understand and I want you to get. Today is the day to stop being anxious about what you are being anxious about. God has not led us into having a constant state of anxiety where we are literally having things over our head 24/7 that we are constantly worrying about and constantly being enslaved by. God wants us to be free and truly break free from all the chains of what we have chained ourselves to have. Right now, we're in the Pivot series where we're going through the worst moment of your life, and we're going to step by step teach you on how to break free from that moment. Ironically enough, the Pivot series is so needed in my life because right now, God is leading me through a period of my life right now that's like very difficult. And the reason why this is so totally God is because I planned, in my strength at least, I planned this Pivot series like months and months ago. Literally, I seriously did it. And I was like, God, we're going to do this in September. This is going to be amazing. But then God said, okay, all right, just you wait. Just you wait. And by the end of August, something extremely happened in my life. In my father's life, to be specific. And that just kind of like completely took me off the rails. Like it literally broke off all the plans that I had. It made a pivot. I guess that's why the series is called the Pivot series. It made an absolute, it just created a gaping hole within my heart that I didn't even know that would be possible to create. But by the grace of God, God is leading me through this. And the point of this series is that I really want you to feel the same way. I want you to feel as though that there's hope at the end of this tunnel. I want you to feel as though that whatever you're going through, whether it's something between death and life or it's something between you think is death and life, whatever it is, I want you to know that God has your back in every single situation. When I tell you, my father was in the hospital for a couple of weeks and it was a dire situation, but God has let him out and God is healing and recovering him. But when I tell you, even in the midst of this traumatic experience, even in the midst of it, I started to see God's hand on everything. I started to see God on everywhere. I would be at the hospital and I'll go downstairs and I would see one of one of my pastors, and I'm like, wait, you're here? And like, yeah, I work here. Like, well, like God is in everything, in every situation. God is there. He is present. And even when I'm like, I don't know how this is going to happen, I don't know what is going to happen, God is with me. Last episode, we were talking about the worst topic that you can ever bring up. This topic is something that's been so prevalent in my life, it's not even funny. We were talking about suicidal thoughts and actions. And that episode has a heavy trigger warning on it because I was diving into very specific moments of my life that inflicted real pain on me. And this is exactly what this podcast is. Hey, if you are brand new to this podcast, if you are brand new to me, you don't even know who I am. You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into. Somebody just sent you this link and you just listened to it. Well, let me tell you something. This podcast is exactly what I said in the intro. We're going to help you pursue God, seek freedom, and acknowledge your God-given gifts. And one thing we're going to help you do is that I want you to be free from all of your past traumas. I want you to be 100% free from all the things that you've gotten yourself into or the world has put upon you before you were even born. I want you to know that God is in the midst of your storm. There's three phases of life, and we're all either in one of these phases. Either you are going into a storm, either you are in the midst of a storm, or you are coming out of a storm. And I want my absolute aspiration for this podcast is to help you in each one of those phases. So as I was saying last episode, we were talking about the topic suicidal thoughts, and it's titled hashtag 988, which is the hotline number. And I want you to know and realize as we tie this into anxiety, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about anxiety, that angst that we have within us. When we're talking about anxiety, I want to come from my experience. And I want to tell you that when I was a young teenager, or at least a younger teenager, I'm now 21, but this wasn't that long ago. God has saved me and God has really changed me. And I want you to know He can do the same for you. But anyway, I struggled with anxiety. I really did. It had a hold on me. It had a grasp on me. I struggled with anxiety, and I really struggled with suicidal thoughts and actions and self-harm and all of that. And when I tell you, I've had dreams, very, very detailed and specific dreams, dreams of me doing things or having things done to me that is absolutely unfathomable, like literally, and these things, they don't just come and go. This is not just during the night cycle when I go to sleep and I'm just expecting a nightmare. No, these things were visions. These things were replayed in my head every single day, every single minute of my life. I literally couldn't get a break of time without thinking about that thing. And I want you to know that when you struggle with anxiety, or you might struggle with anxiety, but you just feel strong in your heart and you don't want to accept it, but it's been something that you know that you probably deal with. But let me tell you something. When you struggle with these things, it's not something you can turn off. I know a lot of people, they just want to shake it off and they just want to say to somebody, hey, why are you crying? Be happy. Like, this is a good time to be happy. And I think that's just dismissing the problem. It's like, we can't just be happy in a moment's notice. We are dealing with something. We're dealing with something harsh, and it's baking within us. It's literally degrading us. And when I was 15, this was the moment of my life where I was dealing with every emotion imaginably possible in one moment. That was during the time my mother passed away, and I was just dealing with grief. And then a couple of years after that, my late pastor passed away, and I was just absolutely degraded mentally. I didn't even know what to do. I had so much identity crisis within me that when I tell you, I literally created a new persona. And we talked about that persona previously on the podcast. And that persona was Joey. Like, that's not just a cool nickname that I made for myself. That's not just something that I started calling me, or maybe my friends started to call me. That was literally something I created so I can forget about the insecure little person that I was back then. I wasn't strong enough to speak for myself. I wasn't strong enough to hold an opinion. I wasn't strong enough. I was isolated. I knew nothing of myself, nor to stand up for myself. But later on, I broke from it. When I tell you, in my life, and this is probably prevalent in your life, maybe you struggle with anxiety. Maybe you struggle with suicidal thoughts. And those things are not easy to break, and those things are not easy to shake, because, you know, when we're dealing with this, these things are just a byproduct of what we are truly dealing with. Like, when I say I was dealing with anxiety and suicidal thoughts back then when I was 15 years old, that's not just to say that I'm anxious in the moment. No, there's a difference between anxiety and being anxious. Like, for example, if you are on a roller coaster, you're gonna be anxious. But that's totally different from you struggling from anxiety. You see, getting rid of that angst in the roller coaster scene, it's easy. Well, for somebody who has boldness enough to go on a roller coaster, look, I'm not going on a roller coaster, but that is easy. You go on a roller coaster, you have fun, you get off the roller coaster, and look, you're fine, you're all okay. And hey, you might even want to do it again, but when we talk about anxiety, there's something way deeper than just getting off the roller coaster. Because in your mind, you get off that roller coaster and immediately you get back on that roller coaster. And it's all a roller coaster full of fear. And it's a constant reminder of fear. It's a constant reminder of this is going to go wrong. This is going to roll. You're anticipating every single thing going wrong in your life. Or you're anticipating people calling you this. Or you're anticipating. And there's just a root cause, something that's deeper. And when I tell you that I had something deeper, I want you to think about what that deeper is for you. Now, on this podcast, I can lead you through all the things I've been through. Look, I'm not a professional. I did not get a degree. I'm not a therapist. But all I can tell you is the experience that I had and that God saved me and that I have a story that I want to share with you. So I know that you might have something deeper within you, something that you faced, a trauma back when, something that's so, so deep. We were talking about in our soul series that sometimes the things that we deal with are beneath what we are dealing with. Like, they're just beneath. They're beneath us. And we need to dig them out. And we need to unstrap all of the chains that we ourselves have placed on ourselves in order for us to unlock the cage that our being is within. Because we have brought up to the surface a persona. We've brought up to the surface a person, a personality that's not our own. It's literally just a mirrored version of us that's altered into perfection, that's not even altered, that's beaten into perfection. And we have masked so many insecurities and we have masked so much. So when I tell you that there is a root to everything you go through, it's not to say, hey, you're feeling anxiety right now? Okay, smile and you'll be fine. That's not how it works. What you have to do, and you might need another person to do this with so you can really truly uncover what's deep and down beneath. But what you truly have to do is you have to look within yourself and you have to unlock all the chains that you have set on yourself. All the things, all the insecurities, all the differences, everything that you said that the world will hate you if you express those things. You have to look within yourself. So, hey, I looked within myself. And when I was getting older, like 16, 17, and 18, and 20, and really the age 18 was the real moment of me doing that self-awareness moment in my life. That was the period of time where I was literally deconstructing everything of my life and saying that this no longer needs to be here. What can I do to uproot it? Well, the thing that I learned about myself when it came to struggling with anxiety or struggling with suicidal thoughts is because I had this thing that I carried in my life for so many years. And this thing, the root cause of every other thought that spawned in my mind that was evil or of evil intentions, was paranoia. Why was it paranoia? Because, hey, I told you guys that my mother passed away. That happened. And that was a huge trauma in my life. Just figuring out what to do after that moment. Because when you have set so many things and so many events, and you have included this person to be with you when you graduate, or this person to be with you when you get married, and then that just crumbles in front of your face, like you literally do not know what to do next. But the thing about it is, the reason why this was so traumatic was not because she passed away, but it was all the years prior to her passing away. So she struggled with a brain tumor, blackouts, seizures. And when you deal with somebody in that condition, it's like any moment of time, boom, seizure. Like, just it's not planned, it's not organized, it's not scheduled. No, we can't link this up with Google Calendar. There's no notes app we can keep track of. There's nothing you can do. Once it happens, it happens. And at a very young age of me being 10, 11, 12, I think as early as probably 9 or 8 years old, this started to happen. And for that period of time, up until the day she passed away, paranoia broke in me. Like, it grew. And I became paranoid. So paranoid that everywhere she walked, I was concerned. I felt the anxiousness. I felt the anxiety. I needed to know, is she by a bed of grass or a bed of flowers? So if she just so happens to black out, something is able to be behind her and protect her, and she wouldn't break any bones or anything like that. And when I tell you that, anxiety grew within me. And I became anxious. And not only did that flood me and concerns to my mother, but that also flooded me and concerns of the entire scope of reality that I was planted within. I became anxious about every situation in my life. I became so wanting to know every single thing. I became an overthinker. I was the person who would think 12 thoughts before you even thought one. I was the person who would lay out the entire day before you even considered your morning. I was the person who needed to know every single thing and where everything was and where you was and where how you thought and everything, because I was paranoid. And I grew with that paranoia, and that grew. That grew thoughts. That grew those dreams that I started to have. You know, and those dreams started to come when the grieving period, when it started, when my mother passed away, that's when those dreams started to ensue. And when those dreams mixed with my paranoia, that's when that anxiety started to grow. So for you, and I don't want this just me just speaking to you about my trauma. I want you to learn and to recognize within yourself, okay, how can I learn and grow and start unlocking the shackles from my feet and be free from anxiety, be free from suicidal thoughts, be free from all of these things? And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. No, I'm not saying that I am the absolute model of perfection when it comes to mental stability. I still struggle with a lot of things. I will be honest with you. I'm not the perfect model, but let me tell you something. God has brought me this far, and I praise God for it. And I want you to realize that it's time now. The things that you've been struggling with, the things that you've been dealing with, all the angst, all of the overthinking, all of the times where you took one situation and bloated it into many situations, I want you to know there is a root cause for it. There is something that happened to you, whether you were 5, 6, 7, even yesterday, that caused this an ability to just be chatterbrained. At the beginning of this podcast episode, you might have heard a little bit of a skit that I created and produced. This skit was called Anxiety, right? And basically, the premise of the skit is that these voices are in my head and everything is just, I'm just completely scatterbrained. I am crying. And this is a scene of my life, an actual scene that actually, this is a true story. It happened where I was going through hard depression, very hard depression. And one night, I decided to stay in the bathroom, lights out, my phone not even on. And I decided to just be there for 12 hours, just thinking. And whatever my brain decided to pop up in my mind, boom, I'd think about it, and boom, I'd overthink about it, and boom, I would stress out about it, and boom, boom. And that would lead to having this never-ending cycle of what is gonna happen next. And so this sketch called Anxiety, it leads me to being alone, isolated with my thoughts, hearing my thoughts and hearing how poorly of life I am living and how shackled I am and how much I want to be free and how much I want to unlock these chains, but I can't unlock these chains because people call me stupid, and I can't unlock these chains because I have insecurities, and I can't unlock these chains because my alternative ego, whose name Joey, is much greater than who I am, and I'm useless, and I'm so stupid, so I can't do anything. And we've all felt a moment like this. We've all been in this moment. We've all been isolated within our thoughts to only hear our thoughts and just been like, this is me. I'm crying right now. I don't know how to stop crying. And I keep thinking of the fact that I'm useless. I'm stupid. I am the dirt of society, and no one wants me. I felt that way. But that's not true. You are worth something. You are worth something. Last episode, 988, right? We're talking about the deepest thoughts that we can ever conjure up. And I was talking about my experience when it came to said thoughts. And at the end of that episode, I don't know what happened or how it happened, but God just, he led me to go off script. He led me to go off script and just say that, hey, you are worth something. You are needed. And I feel as though I was in the editing process and I was like, you know what? I already got my point across in the episode. Why don't I just edit this out and save it for something else? But then my heart was leading, no, leave it in. Leave it in. Let people know that they are worth something. I think what happens is that when we're going through stressful situations and we're feeling that anxiety, what happens is we forget who we are and we forget what God has done. And we forget why we are here. And the thing about it is that the thing that's stressing us, the enemy, the devil, Satan, he's pressing up against us with all of these thoughts to say we're useless, we're hopeless. The situation that's up against us, whether it's a financial situation, it's a family situation, it's a church situation, whether it's a personal situation, you're dealing with your own head. I don't care what it is. The devil, he presses up against us with these situations, and we forget three things. We forget what God has done in our lives. We forget who we are, and we forget our worth. what we bring to the table. You bring a lot to the table. And you do not want your brain telling you less. God, He has worked so much within you that if it would have been in your own strength, you would have never brought it through. And I think we forget the miracles and the things that God has done through us as we are vessels, as we have proclaimed Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. We forget all the miracles and all the testimonies and everything that God has done. And I do this too. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm in the same boat as you are. Look, we are just rowing past this trauma. So I can say for myself that in multiple times in my life, even when it comes to this platform, I forget the miraculous things that God has done. And then people remind me. And then people send me messages, text messages. Then people call me. And then people... And I don't want to sound like I'm boosting my name and I'm proudful of all this that's happening. No, I'm just saying that in those... Actually, it's quite the opposite. That in those moments... I felt so useless that even God the Father had to remind me of what He is doing through me. And I am nothing but a vessel. So I would say this to you. If you honestly believe that the world has no use for you, and if you honestly believe that to this world you are useless and that you are stupid comparable to everyone else, and if you honestly believe that no one loves you, or if you honestly believe all the untrue things that you might believe about yourself, know that God wants to use you for His glory. Know that God has a purpose and a plan for you. Actually, I want to read a scripture that goes along with this. So I'm going to read to you Jeremiah 29:11, coming from the Message Bible. And then we're going to switch to the God's Word translation. And I'm going to, before I get to this, I want to tell you a little bit of a story. So my late pastor, he always used to bring this scripture up like every single sermon, every single Sunday, every single Tuesday, every single Wednesday, every single time. And it's just a blatant reminder that God is for us. It doesn't matter what we are going through. It doesn't matter how hard life is, what the stresses is, what the angst is. It doesn't matter what we are going through. God is here. He is with you. Trust me. He's right there. I've been through so much. I've been through the death of my mother and the death of my late pastor. And it's like going through that as an early teen. Yes, it was traumatizing, but at the same time, I knew, even though I didn't have a deep, deep, deep relationship with God until I turned about, till I turned 20 years old, but I still knew deep down inside that God was with me. Even though I didn't have a deep connection with Him, I still knew that God is here. No matter what my oppressors might be, no matter what might be going on in my life, I still knew and I still felt God's presence. So I want to read this scripture. So verse 11 says, I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you a future you hope for. When you call upon me, when you come and pray to me, I will listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree. Hey, my late pastor, you used to joke around with us and say, hey, when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than your TV. when you get serious about finding me and want it more than social media, and want it more than this world. When you get serious about finding, and that used to be like a little inside joke between us and the church. But when I really think about it, when I really realize it, is that, hey, God has a plan for you and your life. God has a directive. God wants to do something in your life. And the thing about it is, we might be feeling hopeless in this moment. And God is saying, yes, you will be hopeless unless you call upon me. I will ride across the heaven to save you if you are serious obsessed about finding me and want it more than anything else. I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. That is God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Bring you home from the place which I set off into exile. You can count on it. This is what Jeremiah 29:11 says. And the thing about it is, even though my pastor, he was making a joke to the church back when, but no, I believe in that. That was a message. If we are feeling hopeless and we believe in Jeremiah 29:11 and we say, okay, God has a plan. He has a future for me. He has everything planned out. All right, like according to Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love to love God. All right, so God has a plan for me. I don't have to worry about it. But no, it says in this scripture in Jeremiah that when you come looking for me, you'll find me. And then let's say this again. Yes, when you get serious about finding me. And would it more than anything else? What is the anything else in your life that you are holding on to? Because maybe the anything else in your life is holding you from the future and the hope that God has for you. What is that anything else? Is it actually your TV? Is it actually social media? Is it actually the world and what the world says and the music of the world? If you want it more than anything else, you will let everything else die and you come to the name of Jesus. He says he has it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call upon me, when you come to pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else. And then we're going to move to the God's Words translation. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, decrees the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster. Disaster has been in your life, hasn't it not? It's been pretty reckless over the last couple of months. It has been. It goes on to say, plans to give you a future filled with hope. Then when you call upon me, when you come and pray to me, and I will hear you. When you look for me, you will find me. When you wholeheartedly seek me, I will let you find me. Declares the Lord. And this goes back to our soul series where we're talking about loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, and your strength according to Deuteronomy 6:5. And I believe that the reason why we are in the hellhole that we are in now is because we are not wholeheartedly, according to Deuteronomy 6:5, we're not wholeheartedly loving God. And now with this scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, when you wholeheartedly see, he's like the word wholeheartedly is in both, it's all across the Bible. And it really means that if you really want the breakthrough that God is wanting for you, because God wants to, he wants to pour out a breakthrough into his children. But if you are not seeking the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, he can't do that. So how does this tie back into anxiety? How does this tie back into suicidal thoughts? How does this tie back into the trauma that I had with paranoia? How does this tie back to the topic of this episode? Well, it ties back into the topic of this episode because if you want to get around the hellhole of anxiety, the pit of insecurity, if you want to get over the absolute traumatic experience of whatever you face in whatever area you faced it in, if you want to get through all of this, there's one common denominator between Deuteronomy and Jeremiah, it's to have a wholeheartedly spirit and a dedication to the Lord your God. Once you do that, God will increase your influence. God will start pouring out a breakthrough in your life. God will start doing things in your life that you never thought possible. And let me prove it to you. So we're going in Proverbs 18:16, God's Words translation, a gift opens doors for the one who gives it and brings him into the presence of great people. Who gives you the gift? Is it you? Do you give yourself a gift? So God has created the entire world, everything within it, and you think that you just automatically gave yourself a gift? God gave you that gift. You want to unlock that gift? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength, according to Deuteronomy 6:5. And then in this scripture, Proverbs 18, a gift opens doors for the one who gives it and brings him into the presence of great men. So God has given you the gift. We've already established that. But it says a gift, God has given a gift, opens doors for the one who gives it. So the gift has been given by God to you, but then it says to the one who gives it. So you are supposed to give your gift and brings him into the presence of great people. So as you give your gift that God has given you, God will grant you the opportunity to be in the presence of greater people. It didn't say people. It didn't say generally people. It says greater people. And this is confirmed in Proverbs 22, 29, also still coming from the God's Words translation. Do you see a person who is efficient in his work? He will serve kings. He will not serve unknown people. So the point about it is, emotions are tough. They're absolutely, like the skit you heard in the beginning, where it was absolutely everywhere, and I was just soaking in the pain of all the voices in my head, and I'm just sitting there crying, not knowing what to do. This anxiety is all around me. This angst is all around me. This willingness to have these dreams and these visions that are so demonic is all around me and pressed up against me. But the thing about it is, the way that I get over this, the way that I overcome this, is by looking to Jeremiah 29:11 and believing, fully believing that God has a purpose on my life, that there's something different about me, that when I call out to him, it's not for the fact that I'm going through a disaster and then God automatically comes in and sweeps the floor. No, the scripture says that when you call to me, God is waiting for you to call. God is waiting for you to pray. Prayer is serious. Prayer works. Prayer is the direct connect between you and God. Once you get into that moment of prayer, it makes a resounding sound that can only go up to heaven. Prayer works. And God, he has a purpose for you. You are worth something. And you might be feeling the angst right now. You might be feeling like, you might be feeling so many ways. But according to Proverbs 18:16, he's going to bring you into the presence of greater people. And according to Proverbs 22:29, he will serve among kings. He will not serve among unknown people. And here's the thing, when you're going through anxiety, when going through, especially with suicidal thoughts, because I honestly felt as though I was worth nothing. I really did. I'm not going to lie. Like, this point of vulnerability, I'm just open here. I really thought that I was worth nothing. But ironically, God used my greatest pain to be my greatest platform, right? And I never would have thought that I'd be saying this right now. I never would have thought that this would be an opportunity for me to I never would have thought that, ever. I thought that I was gonna ascend up into heaven or even down below. I thought that I was going to be finished that night in that hotel room back in Georgia. I thought I was going to be done back in 2019. I thought that was the end of me. But no, according to Jeremiah 29:11, he had a purpose on my life. He had something planned for me. And according to Deuteronomy 6:5, I had to give my wholehearted life, my soul, my strength, and everything within me to love him. And then we come back to Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a person who is efficient in his work? I work, I do for the Lord. He will serve kings. He will not serve unknown people. God will branch off your influence because you serve him. Because he has done such a work in your life that you can do such a work in somebody else's life, and that they can see the power of God on their life, and that God can work through them, and that works through another person. It's a whole chain. But if you want to quit now, go ahead. Look, life is precious. It's absolutely amazing, I know. But what I've learned is no one, you can spend billions of dollars on the greatest professional therapist, or you can spend 10 minutes with me. Nobody can influence you to do anything. Everything is by your decision. People can give you ideas and you can act on those ideas, but everything is by your saying yes or you saying no. So I cannot influence you to break those chains over your life. Not even the greatest preacher, pastor, evangelist, they cannot get you. No, it's by the power of God and you saying yes to the power of God that he and only he can break the chains that you have set on your life, that you have confined yourself to be. Because I know I put some chains on my life. I know through insecurity I put some chains on my life. I know. But I gave it to God and God said, hey, I got the key for that. Don't even stress. I got the key for that. Joey, don't even stress. Just give it to me. I got the key for it. Let me just go to my key holder. Boom, I got the key. Let me unlock this chain. Boom, you're free. Tell my people that you're free. Now they can be free. And when I say that no one can influence you, I'm saying that you have to make the conscious decision on your own to move from this distressing situation and to believe and trust in God that he is going to bring you through everything that you're going through right now. And know that you cannot do this in your own strength. I'm sorry. You think you're prideful. You think you're all that. You think you're everything. You're not. God is going to work through you. You just have to give it to him. Everything happens by the power of in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything happens for a reason. The whole reason that the Pivot Series is the Pivot Series is because we want to get you from your hardest depression to where you are unlocking the chains of insecurity, to where you are unlocking the chains of depression, to where you no longer have suicidal thoughts, to where you no longer have anxiety. We want to get you to that area, but if you do not make the conscious decision to work on that, well, you might as well just turn off the episode right now because it's absolutely useless. You can go up into the most famous, most richest, most influential, most popular person on planet Earth, and you can sit down and you can take as much notes as possible. But if you don't honestly apply those principles to your life, you might as well just give up. And I know that's not the best thing for me to say to you, but it's honestly true. You cannot pay for wisdom. You cannot zip right into wisdom. You cannot teleport into wisdom. You cannot teleport into knowledge. You cannot teleport into freedom. You need to put the work in. You need to apply these things to your life. You need to pursue God with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. Love him with everything you have. Go after him. And he will reveal things to you that you'd never thought you'd ever think about in your life. This entire podcast, this episode, everything that I'm doing, everything, this is all of God. This is none of me. It's absolutely all of God. Like literally, before recording this episode, this is like a moment of transparency. Before recording this episode, I tried to record this episode like a couple days ago, and I got literally 9 seconds in. I couldn't even say my intro. And I got 9 seconds in and nothing worked out for me. But then I just sat down And I talked to God about this, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I get it. Sometimes I can't speak, but sometimes you carry for 50 minutes. And I'm like, wait, Lord, what is going on right now? I got all the content. I got all my notes. I know what I want to speak about, but I can't get it out. And the Lord was like, just be still. Be still and apply the things that I've already revealed to you. And once you do that, then I will work through you. You see, sometimes we talked about this on another episode in the past, but sometimes as we are being vessels, we need to just be vessels, and we cannot have our own agenda in the mix. We need to be vessels for God. And if we completely clear out our vessel and we stop being a vessel for this world and we stop being a vessel for everything that's going around us, a vessel for social media, a vessel for cable TV, if we stop being a vessel for all these other avenues, maybe we might be able to be a vessel for God, and that God can work through us, and that God can get his message across, and not our prideful actions and not who we are, and not putting up for ourselves, because that's not of God. If we want God to work through us, we have to let him work through us. And if you want God to eradicate your depression, if you want God to eradicate your suicidal thoughts, if you want God to eradicate the angst within, the anxiety within you, you have to let God lead in every single area of your life. It's not even a joke. It's not even something that we say, but we really don't act. No, if you truly want to see a change in your life, you have to let God in every situation, every thought, every dream, every ideal, everything. And I know we're not going to be perfect, but that's the thing. That's the beauty of it all. The beauty of it is that God loves us through our imperfections. And that's something that I struggle with. Like, God, you still love me even when I did such you still love me. That's what I want to say to you. If you feel like you're worthless, you're useless, God still loves you. If no one else loves you in this world, God still loves you. And he has something for you, but you have to be a complete vessel for him by putting down your flesh, by killing your own narrative every day, every single day. This is not just once on Sundays. This is every single day. This is not once a year on Christmas. This is every single day. This is not twice a year on Christmas and Easter. And maybe you might do Hanukkah. This is every single day, not even every single day, every single minute, every single hour, every single quarter of the day. This is what we do. We kill our flesh, and that's the hardest thing to do. Because it's so normal to us. It's so normal for us to act out in our flesh. And that's why it's so normal and so just so easy for us to wiggle into depression, wiggle into anxiety, wiggle into all of these negative effects, because these negative effects are just byproducts of the world that we constantly chase. And if we're constantly chasing the world and not things of God, then why are we so confused that we are depressed? Or why are we so confused that we have anxiety? Or why are we so confused that we have suicidal thoughts? Because we are constantly chasing the world. And yes, we're chasing the good things of the world. You know, all that, all the social media, all the demonic music and all this stuff, it's so beautiful, but the byproducts of those things are so negative. And we come to Jesus on Sundays like, hey, heal me. But then again, it's like, but you're filling your heart with so many terrible things that God is like, should I heal you? I mean, you're just going to go again on Monday and listen to the Doja Cat Demons record. I mean, hey, I might be stepping on some toes here. But the point about it is, if you want to eradicate anxiety, suicidal thoughts, depression, you have to be about the things of your Father. You have to be about the things of God. And this is a message to me too. This is not even a message to you. We're in the same boat, rowing down the same river of trauma. You have to give your life and your time and your energy and your heart and your soul and your strength, everything in pursuit of God. Into the things of God, into everything that God, and then after you do that, then God will, he will literally bring up his end of the bargain. You will see your life catapult like you've never seen it in ever before. And I've seen it so many times in my life and other people's lives. It's absolutely amazing what God can do once we just give up the control to him. and just let him work and operate in every area of our lives, in every situation that we face, in every place that we are. Because you matter. And God has you here for a reason. There is a divine purpose and calling on your life. And maybe you don't understand it right now, but you're going to get it. Maybe some things right now are just a setup for the things to come. Maybe some things that are happening right now, unfortunate events, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what it means. But maybe 2 years down the line, it's going to be, oh, whoa, I went through that. So now I can go through this. I already been through this. This is like deja vu. Maybe God is trying to set you up. He's trying to set you up for the biggest victory ever. Like for me, I went through extreme depression, extreme all of that. But God was setting me up for this moment right here, for this platform. I never knew that 12-hour moment in the bathroom just soaking in my depression would lead 4 years down the line to me talking on a podcast about the very same things. I never knew that. I thought I would die the next day. It's a funny way how God operates and how God positions us and how God leads us. And I believe that he's leading you through this turmoil season for a setup and not a breakdown. And you just have to trust in God, and that's going to be difficult. You're going to have to walk by faith. But trusting in God is the most important thing you can ever do. But as we close this episode, I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast and just coming back for every single episode. Hey, you matter. God has a purpose and a plan for you. If you love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, and dedicate every piece of you to him, God will open doors for you, and you will serve great men, kings even, and not unknown people. Referencing Deuteronomy 6:5, Jeremiah 29:11, Proverbs 22:29, and Proverbs 18:16. Hey, take that word, take the Bible, dissect it for yourself, and see that the Lord has put everything in there for your good. But as we close this episode, hey, follow my social media at JPoeticsWorld. If you want to give a monetary gift to the podcast, Cash App us at JPoeticsWorld, Poetics spelled with an X, World spelled WRLD. And hey, let's just close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Lord Jesus, may we dissect this message. May we take something from it. Lord God, and maybe we don't know everything that you're doing right now. Maybe we're not truly in the know, but Lord, you have a purpose and a plan for us. So even as we're going through our darkest times, even as we're going through our lowest moments, Lord Jesus, we know and we believe and we trust in you that it's all going to work out according to your thoughts and that your plans, and it's not according to us. So God, I praise you, even for all the things that are going on in my life and for all of the people who are listening right now. God, you are working within us. And you are working everything out for our good. And we praise you, we honor you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening to the JXW. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Remember that you are worth so much. Love y'all. Peace.